Hello, and thanks for joining Wicker Park Lutheran Church Sermons. Wicker Park Lutheran Church is a diverse ELCA Lutheran congregation in the Wicker Park neighborhood of Chicago. We gather at 10 a.m. to fully live into our incarnational faith as we experience God's presence in the gathered assembly, and we welcome you to join us. In just a moment, you'll first hear with a gospel reading from the associated sermon for the service that you're about to listen to. We hope that that gospel gives you some context before you jump right into the sermon. Thanks for checking us out, and we hope to see you soon.
The Holy Gospel, according to St. John.
Glory to you, Lord.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. This is the testimony given by John when the Judeans sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny it, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." Then they said to him, "Who are you? Let us have an answer for those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?" He said, "I am the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as the prophet Isaiah said." Now they had been sent from the Pharisees. They asked him, "Why then are you baptizing if you are neither the Messiah, nor Elijah, nor the prophet?" John answered them, "I baptize with water. Among you stands one whom you do not know, the one who is coming after me. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandal." This took place in Bethany, across the Jordan, where John was baptizing. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Now, I don't know about all of you, but this week from our readings, I'm getting a little sense of deja vu. After all, our first reading is from Isaiah, just like last week, and the main character in our gospel reading is a man named John, just like last week, and John declares himself a voice crying out in the wilderness, "Make straight the path for our God," just like last week. And I'll admit, I was a little tempted to go back and take a few chunks out of Pastor Jason's sermon and just hope that no one noticed. But the more I delved into this text, the more I realized that that wouldn't be possible, because these texts, as similar as they seem, are actually quite different. John, the gospel writer, is talking about a different John than the gospel writer Mark did last week. They're the same man, but while Mark would say John the Baptist, this week John the gospel writer talks about John the witness, John the testifier. After all, though this takes place on the banks of the Jordan River where John was baptizing, this scene seems like it was lifted straight out of a courtroom. This John has been crying out, and he has begun to catch the attention of some of the authorities. The Judean authorities send priests and members of the priestly class to cross-examine John to see what sort of a witness he is. And I'm not really an expert on court proceedings, but it seems like it's not going super well. They begin by asking John, "Who are you?" And he responds, "Not the Messiah," which isn't the worst way to introduce yourself, I suppose, but it's not really the best either. They continue, "Are you Elijah?" "No, I am not." "Are you the prophet?" "Nope." "Who are you then?" And he quotes from Isaiah to say, "I am a voice crying out in the wilderness, 'Prepare the way of the Lord.'" Which does not answer any of their questions. And so they ask again, What then gives you the authority to baptize if you are not the Messiah, you are not Elijah, and you are not the prophet? And here then is John's moment as he is a witness. He says, I baptize with water, but there is one among you who is greater than I am. I am not worthy even to perform the most demeaning task for him. This is the light that is coming into the world. Prepare the way. John has given his testimony. He has done his job as a witness. But while I'm not an expert, I've seen enough crime dramas and courtroom proceedings to know that it probably won't end that easily most of the time. I imagine this scene continuing as they might ask, well, could you pick the light out of a lineup? And John would have to say, well, no. Has the light said anything to you? Well, no. John, have you even met this light that you are proclaiming? And John would technically have to say, no, not in this gospel. In John's gospel, John is not Jesus' cousin. He does not meet Jesus in utero. For all we know, he has never encountered Jesus. Is John still a credible witness? Yes. He is not an eyewitness, perhaps, but he is a character witness. John can testify to the light coming into this world because John knows God. John has heard the stories of God's promises to God's people and how they have been fulfilled. John has seen how God has acted in the lives of his people. God knows that God loves them and will continue working in this world for them. As John quotes from Isaiah, the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Every valley shall be lifted up, every mountain and hill made low, the uneven places made level, the rough places a plain. The glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all people shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. We hear this in Isaiah 40, as Isaiah proclaims, the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. This is a promise that God has made, and John knows that God will fulfill this promise because God keeps God's promises. John knows of the covenant that God made with Noah and all of creation. John has heard of God's promises to Sarah and Abraham, how God led God's people out of Egypt and back from the Babylonian exile. John knows this light that is coming into the world because John has seen it before. John has seen God breaking into this world. And so he is a witness called to baptize and to bring the good news to all people. Just like us, we are witnesses to the light. And perhaps you didn't know it when you walked in today, but this reading from John is a summons. This week, we have all been subpoenaed. Surprise! We are now witnesses to the light as well. Perhaps hearing that you might be called to give your testimony to this light breaking into our world might make you feel great. You might know exactly what you might do or say out in the world this week. But for many of us, I think that would make us nervous. How would we go about that? And luckily, our reading from Isaiah 61 this week gives us a hint, kind of a blueprint. We hear how God is working in this world, not just in ways in our hearts or in our minds, but in tangible, transformative, life-changing ways that we can point to directly. As we hear this week, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. I have been anointed to bring good news to the oppressed, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim release to the captives and freedom to the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. These are the ways that God is working here, the light breaking into this darkness. And perhaps now we can see it. I know I can. This past week, as some of us went to the event Las Posadas in Logan Square, as we cried out that no one should be homeless, that God is bringing good news to the oppressed, as we witnessed to this light in our work with the night ministry, as we cry out against the brokenness that so many people in the city of Chicago experience, we cry out and we witness to the light in the ways that we send money to the ELCA World Hunger this Advent season. We cry out against hunger in our community and all over the world as we witness to this light in ways small and large. We see this light breaking into our world in this Advent season as we prepare, as we wait, as we anticipate the birth of Christ, this light breaking into our world again and again. We also look for places that we testify, because after all, we too are witnesses to the light. Thanks be to God.